Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're doing the subject, the Bible principle of calling those things into reality. In other words, we call for those things that we haven't got yet as though they were. It's a Bible principle that God used from the very beginning in the book of Genesis when he called the heavens and the earth into reality. He called for those things that weren't there yet, but he spoke and he called by faith those things into reality. One area was he looked out and saw darkness. He didn't confess darkness. He confessed what he wanted. He called for what he wanted and what he didn't have at that time. He called for light. God spoke, light be, and light became. Let us now go to Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 to 8. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be you perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. Neither shall your name any more be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made you. And I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come out of you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your seed after you in their generation, for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto you and to your seed after you. And I will give you and your seed after you the land wherein you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. What's very important to understand here, that at that time, Abraham's name was Abram. God had to change Abram's name into Abraham, which means the father of many nations. So every time someone came to him, they didn't say Abram anymore. They would say, Abraham, I need to talk to you, Abraham. So Abraham heard many, many times in the day his name Abraham, meaning father of many nations. So when someone came to him and they said Abraham, what he was actually hearing was, Father of many nations, I have to talk to you. God changed Abram's name into Abraham so that he would hear continually, Father of many nations. And this built up the faith in Abram, now Abraham, to receive the promise of God that he was going to be the father of many nations when at that point in time it was not possible. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. For Abraham to receive the promise of God that he'd be the father of many nations, his faith had to be built up to receive that promise. And God did that by changing his name. We also see from scripture that his wife's name, Sarai, was changed by God to Sarah, meaning the mother of many nations. We read this in Genesis chapter 17, verses 15 to 16. God had to change Abraham's viewpoint on receiving the promises of God. So God changed his name, built up his faith, and then Abraham was able to receive the promise of God that he was going to be and will be the father of many nations when it looked impossible in the natural. God in the supernatural was saying, I'm making you the father of many nations through my word, through faith. The born-again believer of today operates the same way. As the word of God is continually fed into the ear of a person, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing by the word of God. For us to receive the promises of God, we have to hear that promise on a continual basis coming into our natural ear, then going down to our spiritual ear. And as we continue to hear that, faith is built up in the believer or the person who's born again to receive the promise of God. Once again, thank you for being with me. The next topic will be 2D, and we're dealing with Sarah and Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11. Thank you, and God bless.